DeepEnglish.com. The Earth is Flat, Active Speaking, Part B. Elon Musk recently tweeted, "Why is there no Flat Mars Society?" What did Elon Musk recently tweet? Elon Musk recently tweeted, "Why is there no Flat Mars Society?" The Flat Earth Society replied, "Hi Elon, thanks for the question. Unlike the Earth, Mars has been observed to be round." Did they reply to Elon that, unlike the Earth, Mars has been observed to be round? Yes, they replied to Elon that, unlike the Earth, Mars has been observed to be round. Who can argue with such twisted logic? More importantly, should anyone bother? Is this twisted logic? Yes, this is twisted logic. Should anyone bother arguing with such twisted logic? Mad Mike is convinced that believers in a round Earth are the ones who have lost their minds. Who does Mad Mike think are the ones who have lost their minds? Mad Mike thinks that believers in a round Earth are the ones who have lost their minds. One reason that trying to change the mind of someone like Mad Mike seldom works out is something called the backfire effect. Does trying to change the mind of someone like Mad Mike often work out or seldom work out? Trying to change the mind of someone like Mad Mike seldom works out. What is this effect called? This effect is called the backfire effect. When trying to persuade someone that his or her view of reality is wrong, we often think the other person just needs to be educated. Do we often think the other person just needs to be educated? Yes, we often think the other person just needs to be educated. Do you ever try to persuade people that their view of reality is wrong? If we can just get out the facts, we can make the other person understand they are wrong. What do we believe will make the other person understand they are wrong? We believe if we can just get out the facts, we can make the other person understand they are wrong. But according to the backfire effect, beliefs that are part of our identity don't change so easily. What does the backfire effect say about beliefs that are part of our identity? According to the backfire effect, beliefs that are part of our identity don't change easily. Instead of changing minds, facts tend to cause us to dig our heels in and double down on the original belief. Instead of changing minds, what do facts tend to cause us to do? Instead of changing minds, facts tend to cause us to dig our heels in and double down on the original belief. The more you prove them wrong, the more they think they are right. What happens the more you prove them wrong? The more you prove them wrong, the more they think they are right. For example, a scientific study used an MRI to scan people's brains while they were being presented with facts that contradicted their core political beliefs. What did a scientific study use to scan people's brains? A scientific study used an MRI to scan people's brains. Were they being presented with facts that supported or contradicted their core political beliefs? Yes, they were being presented with facts that contradicted their core political beliefs. They found that the same part of the brain that processes physical threats was activated. What part of the brain was activated? The same part of the brain that processes physical threats was activated. It's no wonder people are so resistant to contradictory facts. What are people so resistant to? People are so resistant to contradictory facts. Our brains are not only trying to protect our bodies from danger, but our egos as well. Are our brains trying to protect our bodies from danger? Yes, our brains are trying to protect our bodies from danger. What else is our brains trying to protect from danger? Our brains are also trying to protect our egos from danger. According to one of the MRI researchers, the response in the brain that we see is very similar to what would happen if, say, you were walking through the forest and came across a bear. Is the response MRI researchers see in the brain very similar to what would happen if you were walking through the forest and came across a bear? Yes, the response MRI researchers see in the brain is very similar to what would happen if you were walking through the forest and came across a bear. Switching tracks, from the lab to the forest, animal biologist Lynn Rogers believes we have nothing to fear from bears. Where are we switching tracks from? We are switching tracks from the lab to the forest. What does animal biologist Lynn Rogers believe we have nothing to fear from? Animal biologist Lynn Rogers believes we have nothing to fear from bears. And he's not alone. His controversial views have divided the small rural community of Eagles Nest Township. Is he alone? No, he isn't alone. What has divided the small rural community of Eagles Nest Township? His controversial views have divided the small rural community of Eagles Nest Township. Rogers says that bears are misunderstood, gentle creatures. Does Rogers say that bears are aggressive creatures? No, Rogers doesn't say that bears are aggressive creatures. Rogers says that bears are misunderstood, gentle creatures. Some of the town have fallen under his spell and formed very close bonds with their wild animal neighbors. Have some of the town fallen under his truck? No, some of the town haven't fallen under his truck. Some of the town have fallen under his spell. What have they formed with their wild animal neighbors? They have formed very close bonds with their wild animal neighbors. They sleep next to them, go for walks with them, and even feed them food out of their hands. Do they sleep next to them and go for walks with them? Yes, they sleep next to them and go for walks with them. How do they feed them food? They feed them food out of their hands.